everyone. This is Anahata, channel for the Anahata Codes at anahatacodes.com, and your host for this Powerhouse Love Radio segment. And in case you still have not heard, All In Radio is now Powerhouse Love Radio. That's right, our producer Julie Hatch has branched out into her own amazing path, and Mr. Mike Carlson has taken over as producer of the show. And in today's episode, we are so blessed to have with us Lydia Taggart, and she's going to speak with us on the topic of being mom while being self. I'm sure this is very common and in demand, and you guys are going to really, really love getting to know Lydia. She is the mother's mentor, if you will, and she specializes in personal relationships and communication. She and her husband of 20 plus years have 6 children, and guys, 4 of them are quadruplets. So she's very busy. She actually completed her bachelor's degree when the quads were just babies, if you can imagine that, while focusing on family life and the psychology of it all. Lydia has compiled years of study and personal experience to create the mentoring programs that are changing lives and empowering women to be at peace with who they really are. She gives busy moms tools to significantly increase their ability to serve. She also has several articles published in various places. She loves to sing and dance and marvels that her kids love her cooking so much. I'm sure it's a lot better than she thinks it is. And join me in welcoming Lydia to the show today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here. Yes, we are delighted to have you. So, you know, this topic, being mom while being self, it is a good one. You know, oftentimes in through the eyes of a child, we are their world, and they have not, you know, they take our title and our job description as, you know, this is their life, and we are their moms, and that is it. And so, and we should be. But of course, as you and I both know, we are dynamic beings with many roles. And so balancing all of that while being true to the mom role and archetype is important, and balancing it all. So being mom while being self, it's a key thing here. And I see you do have a lot of experience, six children, and actually 4 of them are quadruplets. That's amazing. And how old are the kids now?
The quads are 10, and then I've got one that's 13, and my oldest is 14.
Wow, okay.
So I have 4 in all of them in diapers under 4 years old.
Oh, wow. And you were, and that was when you were finishing your schooling.
Yes.
Boy, that must have been.
The only way to explain it is intense. With an intense learning curve.
Wow. That's exciting. And so now you decided you wanted to mentor mothers, especially to empower them to be at peace with who they are. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
When I was trying to finish my schoolwork at the same time being a mom, I started feeling really guilty, like I was selfish for trying to do something for myself, even though it was to benefit our family. And I find that very common, that any time we try to fill our own bucket so we have more to give, then we feel bad about it, like we shouldn't do it. And so I went through that whole process and came out of it, and I just want to help other women be able to, you know, avoid some of what I had to go through to get to where I am.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how did you... Do you have any tips on that? I mean, I know that's what you do, is help women with that. But what was kind of your awakening moment where you realized, okay, you know, this is going to be fine. I can still be who I am and be mom to these 6 beautiful kids. Was there a definitive moment when you kind of got it all together?
Yes, actually there was. It was a spiritual moment for myself. At this point, I had kind of succumbed and just been like, okay, I'm just a lady with all those kids. And I was very depressed, but it was so perspective related. You know, I was thinking, oh, I just have all these kids, and that's all I am. While other people would come up to me and be like, wow, you have all those kids, you're amazing. I'm like, it's a perspective.
Mm.
And so I was invited to an event with a friend. And when our kids were born, we had a lot of help in the neighborhood. And so my friend invited me to go to this event, and she was introducing me to someone. And she said, oh, here's Lydia, and you know, you help tender kids. And she's like, oh, I help a lot of kids. I tend a lot of people's kids. And then my friend actually did introduce me as the one with all those kids, the quad. And the lady that she was talking to was like, oh, okay, whatever, nice to meet you. And she had no idea who I really was, but she was just put into my life to help me when I needed help, just because she's a helper. And so it kind of, it changed my perspective on things, that it's not just because I'm super needy or celebrity or whatever kind of thing you want to call having quadruplets. And, you know, people were taking care of my kids for me and all this stuff. But at that moment, I'm like, you know what? There's more to it. There's more to the whole story than just I'm a mom.
And it's so great that you were able to have a community of people who really embraced and were able to help you guys out. You know, a lot of parents and mothers out there are, I don't want to say struggling, because I do agree with you. It's all about perception, but they definitely don't have that support built in. And so that's, what a blessing that you're in that community. Are you still in the same area as you were before?
Yes, we are. We decided not to move. We added on and remodeled our house because we didn't want to leave our community. It's become so important to us. And, you know, and they weren't just my kids. They were everybody's kids. Everybody helped. And, you know, they're 10 now. We're not, we don't have people coming over every day to help feed them and change diapers and stuff anymore.
Right.
But I find that's a major key, too, to being able to keep who we are. And stay ourselves is to accept help. Be willing to have a babysitter come over once in a while so you can still be who you are. And not really to, like, totally dive into I'm me and you're not part of me anymore, but it's layers. Motherhood is a layer on top of who else you are before you're a mother. And as long as you are able to accept help, it just really lightens the load and opens up so many opportunities for them and you. And having a community is really vital.
I love that.
So
go
ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I suggest if you don't have a community, go out and offer to help someone else and create a community. You don't have to have people come to you. You can be the one who's going and saving someone else. And what goes around comes around.
Yes, I love that. That's so very, very true. Yeah, and you know, a lot of us do have blocks or certain belief structures in place around accepting help from others. And especially when you're in the role of mother, or if that's one of your hats, one of your many hats, there is an element of, you know, you're the nurturer, you're the one who has to do it all, you're the one who is the nurturer and caretaker. And so a lot of us are simply, and you know, we're all living our lives not in the public eye or not necessarily in an open fashion. So, you know, on the outside, I'm sure it looks like a lot of families have it all together and everything, you know, we kind of fulfill the role we feel we need to fill. However, you know, as you said, it's important to understand that asking for help is a beautiful gift for not only yourself in realizing that people are out there to help and that there are other ways to remain intact with who you are and not go crazy or get depressed. And, you know, on the same token, these people are there and they're wanting to give of their time. And you know, life is so full of cycles. And as you said, you know, what goes around comes around. And, you know, if people are reaching out to you, there will be a time when you can then reach back out to them. And it sounds like you're doing that by mentoring mothers especially on how that, you know, they can kind of be at peace with who they are and still be in the role of be there for their little kiddos. And so, you know, our society is busy, 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 go, 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 juggle, juggle, juggle. Do you have any tips on, you know, or advice for mothers to balance it all, you know, beyond, you know, accepting help from others?
Yes, I do. I learned that we hesitate a lot because we think it's going to be too much time, too much work, too much of anything, too much attention, or, you know, is overwhelming. We hesitate to do a lot of things, be it start that load of laundry or whatever it is. But we, once we start, it really only takes a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had my second son, my middle child, if you will, he had a lot of really heavy middle child syndrome stuff going on. And we had taken him to several psychologists and therapists and things like that. And the doctor just said, well, all you've got to do is spend more time with him. And he
mm-hmm.
laughed and said, good luck.
Oh.
When I said, okay, so I need to have some time without anything else and just him, whatever he needs, give him that full attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so we set the timer for just 5 minutes. And I really don't think I could give each kid more than 5 minutes today.
Mm-hmm.
So I set the timer for 5 minutes and I asked him what he wanted. And he said he just wanted to sit on the couch and snuggle. And
oh.
he was, you know, oh, he was so sweet. He was like 3 or 4 years old at the time. And like, okay, we'll just sit here and snuggle. And that's all you want to do? Yep, that's all I want to do for 5 whole minutes.
Oh,
and so
precious.
We sat down. And you know, he's so precious. He still asks for snuggles, but you might get embarrassed if I tell everybody that.
Right. Yeah, I was
that's actually
say,
one
late.
Of the things that I'm kind of proud of, that my teenager still likes to snuggle. It's not the same kind of snuggling anymore, but that attention has become so vital. But that 5 minutes of sitting on the couch with him, after about 30 seconds or so, he was like, okay, well, I've been snuggled. And after
mm-hmm.
a minute, he's like, do I still have to sit here with you? And it,
yeah.
When we think it's going to take so much time, really, if we mm-hmm. devote our focus and attention on it, it doesn't take much time at all to get the effects. The reason why we have mm-hmm. a hard time getting the effects and the results that we want is because we're not focusing on it. We're multitasking. And really, you
yeah.
can't multitask. You just split up your attention. If
mm-hmm.
you focus your attention, then it creates so much more time and availability.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sit with him for the full 5 minutes. He's like, can I go play now? I'm like, yes, thank you. And now you're a happy kid, and I'm a good mom. And it only took like
yeah.
2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, I love
but
that.
If you can schedule just a few minutes of focus time on yourself,
mm-hmm.
whatever you need to fill your own space, maybe
mm-hmm.
you just need a few minutes to remember who you were. Like, you, if you're feeling lost, like all you are is a mom, try to remember what it was that you liked to do before you had kids. Who were you that you've lost?
Mm-hmm.
Take some time and figure it out. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe like 5 minutes once a week,
mm-hmm.
take
mm-hmm.
time to explore that idea. So if
yeah,
you were
you
a
know,
painter or an artist, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I didn't need to cut you off.
No,
a painter
no problem.
Or an artist.
You could spend 5 minutes looking at art. And then
yeah.
the next week you could spend 5 minutes feeling the paintbrushes or whatever. You know, just take that time to invest in yourself so that you don't have to find yourself later. If we don't take the time along the way, we
mm-hmm.
get so depleted, then we need to, like, start over. And that's how divorces, I think, really are stemming from not feeding who we are.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we have this illusion of time. I mean, obviously, our bodies progress. And then, you know, when it's time, we pass on. But so, you know, for that reason, we do have time constraints. But I feel like a lot of us, and I agree with you that, you know, we are always thinking about how much time things will take. And that's the main time-consuming act. If we would just be in the now and be aware of what was going on in the now and not just planning for the future. We're always so busy planning, scheduling, deciding what we need to spend our time on, that even as we are continuing with our day, we are already on to the next thing. And so I have found just taking each breath and being grounded in the now, today, here. And as you said, you know, 5 minutes, it's really, you know, you could spend 5 minutes thinking about it instead of just doing it and being it. And the rewards are just immeasurable when you can take the time for your little kiddos or, you know, big ones or any type of person in your life, relationship wise, who needs your love and attention. And it's a lot less time than we think. We spend more time thinking about what we have to do than actually doing it. So I really love that advice. It's you know, very precious. And I like how you described multitasking just splits your attention. It really doesn't get anything done. So I love that. So good. And then taking time to be with yourself and do things that are you and reconnecting with really who you are, and exploring what really makes you joyful and happy. I think, you know, that is a precious nugget there too, because if we stretch ourselves and we're always doing things for others, you know, we lose track of who we are. And in doing so, we do things for others not so joyously. And if we could just take the time to be who we are and fulfill our soul and our desires and the things that make us happy, not all the time, but enough to know and to, you know, reap the benefits from that, then the time you share with others is going to be so much more meaningful, because you're going to have a joyous attitude. And I really love your website address, you know, choose cheerfulness, cheerful by choice. Guys, that's her website, cheerfulbychoice.com. I really, really love that. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I have a feeling it's a major cornerstone philosophy for you.
Yes, yes, it is. Absolutely. I just want to touch also on something that I thought of while you were talking. When we don't take time for ourselves and we're serving and giving and giving and giving, a lot of times we start to resent the people that we are serving.
Mm-hmm.
And that joyful feeling that you're talking about, that's why it goes away, because we're depleting ourselves. So cheerful by choice, on that day that, and several days since, many times actually since, when I met that woman who didn't know who I was and didn't really care who I was.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's a choice, that she's just making a choice. And everything is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, we're kind of susceptible to depression in my family. And, you know, this was one of the side effects of being the middle child, lost in all of this extra stuff that my son had. He got into some very severe depression.
Mm.
And one day I told him, you know, you can choose to be miserable and stay in this yuck, or you can choose to want to be out of it. Which one do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And he chose that he didn't want to be unhappy anymore. And just this massive turnaround that he and I both had through deciding and making a conscious choice, conscious effort, that it's not just, maybe our brains work differently. Maybe we're more susceptible to feeling unhappy. I compare it kind of like, sometimes people are more susceptible to being alcoholics. Not everybody who has a drink of alcohol becomes an alcoholic. They're kind of more susceptible to that. And not everyone who has a bad day falls into severe depression, but some of us are just more susceptible to it. So we decided, and we made some efforts to get out of it, and it is so far behind us now, it's like we don't even, can't even imagine that we were there before.
Mm-hmm.
And choosing to be cheerful, choosing to love our family, choosing to be happy in what we're doing, choosing every day, it all boils down to just two choices. You can mm-hmm. choose to be happy and do things mm-hmm. on the happy side, or you can mm-hmm. choose to do things that are not happy. And whether or not you're susceptible to depression or unhappy things, you can choose to deal with it in different ways.
Yes. I absolutely agree. And, you know, it goes beyond the chemical wiring of your brain, and it literally starts to rewire things when, because I totally agree with you, and actually it is proven that we get things passed down to us that are not just genetics. This is called epigenetics. This is inherited disruptions of fear-based vibrations, you know, including depression or any other, it can be anything. And they've actually traced it back 7 generations at least. And so, yeah, there is a, you could be just more susceptible to depression or to anxiety or to alcoholism or whatever it is. But you are so right when you say you have a choice. And that choice may feel a little overwhelming sometimes, but that choice, if you can break it down again into the now and into the awareness of, right now, in this moment, I am going to choose to be okay or cheerful or love or whatever you want to choose that is of a higher vibration. Moment to moment, it's going to get easier and easier and easier, because you literally will rewire the paths, the neural network that's in your brain that's releasing these chemicals that's either making you happy or sad. It's going to help you, just, you know, baby steps in every moment, to choose love, and not to get overwhelmed with, well, I did it again, or, oh, you know, none of that self-defeating, you know, stuff that pulls us back down into the way we used to be. It's just moment to moment, choice by choice. And I am so glad that your son chose to snap out of that. And is there anything else that you did along with that other than just a choice? You know, I know that, for instance, eating well with nutrition, that can help balance things again in your brain, as can exercising. Is there anything else that you've found that is very helpful in making those choices easier?
Yes, there's several things. The first thing that I did was I sat with him. I wasn't teaching him. I wasn't preaching to him or telling him he should be happy. I sat down mm-hmm. with him and I said, okay, here's where we are. And it was mm-hmm. a combined effort. It's that whole community thing again. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle to be happy as well, where people are saying, you should just choose to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we need to choose to be happy together.
Yeah, yeah.
And that support group. And it's in every area, like you're saying, eating healthier or anything, you need a support group. If you have a goal to achieve, then you have to have some mm-hmm. sort of support somewhere. And again, I just encourage everyone to reach out. If you don't feel like you have support, go be a support.
Mm-hmm.
And be in a group. And you don't have to wait for people to come and approach you. You can choose to take the action and go create it for yourself. And then they've done studies, I want to say it's at Stanford University, but I don't know the exact school, where they have power poses. And if you hold the pose for 2 minutes, then it alters the chemistry in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a lot of that. And at one point, I was actually holding his arms up for him. Oh, it's going to bring tears to my eyes.
Oh.
Because he was like, it's too hard and it's too much. And so I held his arms up for him and put in those positive thoughts and push all the negative things out. You sometimes we get things out and we're afraid of talking about them because they're going to bring attention to the problem. But once we get them out and we can see it, then we can deal with it. If we hide it
and try to pretend that it's not there or ignore it, then you can't fix it.
Yeah.
You can't get beyond it. So we had to get it all out. We wrote down a bunch of the negative things that he'd been thinking, and he didn't show me. We didn't want to show each other our negative things because that's just yucky.
Yeah.
But then we did an opposite plus one. So we would not just get rid of it, but we'd fill that empty space with something more positive.
Mm. I love it. Oh, that's so, so touching. Yeah, that brought tears to my eyes too. What a wonderful mom you are, and how blessed he is to have you. And he's doing good now, right?
Oh, yes. Now I'm like, stop being so happy. Nobody else is that happy.
Oh, so, so great.
He's
well,
a
wonderful.
13-year-old now.
Yeah, I know how that is. I have teens as well. So, and I really, something else that she said really resonates with me and what I'm finding to be true. And that is, if you want something, be that something. If you want support, be supportive. If you want a community, be a community for someone. Create the experience you want to have reciprocated. And it sounds, you know, just intuitive and really easy. Sometimes it can be a hard choice. You know, you may not have the strength. And that's where praying and really connecting once again back to your, I call it the source point, but others may call it your heart center. This is, you know, finding the joy within yourself in some way, somehow, in little baby increments. It doesn't have to be 100% all the time. Just little things that can realign you with who you are and what makes you joyful, because we are innately joyful beings. We are made that way. And I truly, honestly believe that it's all of this other disruptive stuff that, you know, weighs us down, and that it is something that we can just work through and release and rewire and, you know, just be grateful that we have this ability to bounce back, and that there are so many other beings of love and light around us, supporting us. So yes, community, choosing, accepting help, creating the vibration you want, all of those things. Is there anything else? If you can believe it, we have 3 minutes left. I know this conversation feels like
it's been two minutes.
I know. Because it's just been a wonderful, wonderful discussion. And I really, really have enjoyed speaking with you. And it's so great now that I know we are in contact. But I want to just make sure that people know how to find you and what you have to offer. So I know you're working on your website, cheerfulbychoice.com. You want to tell us anything about anything else that's coming up or the things that you can provide people with?
Oh, absolutely. I am working on a free webinar that is 5 keys to complete communication, and also my class that I'm working on that will be launched in about 3 weeks, maybe a month, is maintaining mehood through motherhood. And it's basically all the things that we've talked about, connecting to who you are and being true to yourself. And communication is so key to everything. Everything, being happy and making choices, is communicating.
Mm.
And so those are my two passions right now.
I love it. Now, do you have a Facebook page that we could meet you on as well, or no?
Yes, I do. I have Cheerful by Choice on Facebook.
Cheerful by Choice. And is this a group? So is this facebook.com/group/Cheerful by Choice, or?
It's not a group right now.
Okay.
It's just a page.
Okay.
But I am going to be getting a group started as well. People who were in my last class, they're like, we need a support group. So,
okay.
I don't know why it's that whole overwhelming thing. I just haven't done it. It will take 2 minutes to do.
Oh, it's totally fine. So that's awesome. And you said a group. And what are you hosting that's a group? And can people join from all around? Need to be near you location-wise?
No, it will be live webinar once a week classes that we get together from maintaining mehood through motherhood.
Got it. it rolls off your tongue. I really love that. Beautiful. And I just found your website, your Facebook. So yeah, guys, it's just facebook.com/cheerfulbychoice. And there's your bright, shining, beautiful face and some really cute posts. I love it. So wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've had an awesome time learning from you and connecting with you. And I just want to, you know, thank you for your heartfelt passion for helping empower women to really find balance with their children while also nurturing themselves. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing when you can teach that and embrace that and share that with everyone. So thank you so much for your light.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope everyone goes to my website and sign up for the newsletter so I can let you know when those classes are exactly.
Awesome. And guys, again, to connect with her at her website, just go to www.cheerfulbychoice.com. So guys, as you heard at the beginning of All In Talk Radio Network, the All In Talk Radio Network is transitioning into the Powerhouse Love Radio Network. I just love that name. And so you can continue, though, to follow us and join us at the Facebook page that is still /groups/AllInRadio. As we transition into the Powerhouse Love Radio Network, that's where you still go to be informed and interact with us as we have our transition fully into the new program. I also invite you to tune in on Tuesday evenings for the guided meditations with Malia Culford. They are wonderful, guys. Check one out. I'm sure you're going to want to do a bunch of them. And of course, join me every Thursday. My name is Anahata, and May is going to be awesome. I have some really amazing speakers and topics coming up. On May 12th, I'm going to interview Marta DeBerard. Sorry, hopefully I didn't slaughter that. And she's going to talk about light therapy. So this is really cool. I'm really excited about this. May 19th, we have Debbie Connor, and she's talking about the process of grief. So this is a very important one for everyone in healing themselves and getting through things to, you know, the best way you can. And then we finish May on the 26th with Gregory Downey, and he's going to talk about a hot topic, Law of Attraction in 5 Simple Steps. So that is it, guys. Another end to a wonderful segment. And so once again, I just want to thank you, Lydia, for being here and everyone for joining us. And until next time, remember, you are here. You are so loved.